The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, $4.93.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth-busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/free training today and find out why.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here and welcome to the show. Hey, I have a treat for you today because I am doing an interview today with somebody who is a graduate from the Celebrity Formula. She is, we could call her a professional horse trainer, but the truth is she's actually a people educator because, you know, the horses don't really need the training, right? It's the people that need the training. And so Kim Wendy is here from Passionate Horsemanship, and she's here because she had a question that came up related to thinking more positively, thinking the mantras, doing the things that we train here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox, and getting results. It's funny how sometimes even long-standing brain trainers, even people who've been through some of the higher level programs, sometimes these little smaller, more basic things end up becoming sticking points. And so I figured if it's a sticking point for her, maybe it's a sticking point for you too. And so let's get into it. Kim, explain this a little bit in more detail to me. Like, obviously what's happening is you're having self-doubt about whether brain training works or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is. And of course, I've been through your Celebrity Formula. You know, I'm in the Train Your Brain U. And I see results for other people. But it's almost like, I don't know if it's really going to work for me. And I've said the mantras and stuff. But I don't see evidence of it. So it's like, I quit for a while. And then I think, it's going to work. It works for other people. How come it can't work for me? But I keep getting stuck there in that loop.
Yes, I understand this one, and I've got a ton to say about this. So first thing is, and we talked about this prior to this, we have an exercise in Train Your Brain for Influence that I know you're going to do soon, the first 2 weeks, and it will cure this forever. Like, you will see results within 72 hours, and then you'll know forever how to do it again. But I'm going to give you the shorthand here, because you said a lot of things that I think trip people up with doing mantras. So for those of you who are new to the show, when we talk about mantras, what we're talking about is your brain has inside of it a reticular activating system. And the reticular activating system in your brain, its job all day, every day, is to sift through all of the mucky muck. I mean, think of the billions of bits of information that are coming at us and notice or focus on whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about. So this is why if you ever think about buying a new car, you start to see that car everywhere. Or sometimes women, if they get pregnant, they see pregnant women. Or I had somebody tell me the other day, like, you know, he had a baby and he saw babies everywhere. But that's how it works. You know, your brain, well, whatever you're thinking about, the RAS, the RAS, is standing there going, this is important to you, Dana. So I'm going to look for more of that, right? That's why mantras are so important. When you can intentionally think in your head a thought and you can focus on something like it's important to you, then your brain will go to work for you. So Kim, there are a few things that I think are tripping you up that trip up a lot of people. And so the first thing is taking assessment too soon. So it's like you say, what would be an example of a mantra you say? Like maybe clients are finding me?
Yeah.
Getting clients is so easy, or?
I am open to having clients find me easily.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked that because I'm open to having clients find me easily. And then what happens after you say it? Do you have a voice that immediately comes up and says, oh, this isn't working? Or do you say it for a while and then say, this is not working?
I say it for a while and then it's like, well, it's not working.
Okay. So first thing, taking assessment too soon. Because what happens is you say it for a while. And usually often, even while you're saying it, there's a little bit of doubt. Like, okay, this is kind of like, is this really working? Like, is it really a feel good? Or is it kind of like, oh, I'm not sure if this is working. But then you take assessment. And when you take that assessment, you immediately counteract the other thing. So now you've got zero forward traction. So let's say you say 10 times, let's say you say 50 times, I'm open. Clients are finding me. I'm open to clients finding me. I love the idea of clients finding me. It's great. Clients finding me. Clients are coming on my radar. A lot of the clients are finding me. And you say that 25 or 50 times. And then you look around and go, well, where are they? That's not working. So now you counteract it. And on top of that, like, think about how many years have you kind of been feeling stuck? And then you say 20 or 50 times and then take assessment and don't have the results, right? It's like, okay, there's really, like, you need to give this some momentum. So that's the first issue, taking assessment. Why do we take assessment so quickly? Because often we're saying the mantra to get the outcome. We're not saying the mantra just for the sheer joy of saying the mantra. Biggest mistake number two. That, and everybody does this. Me too. I think of different ways to think about things and talk about things because I want to change things. I want to change what's going on now. So what happens when you're in that state of mind of, I'm saying this because I want to change this state of mind. Every time you say that mantra, you're just affirming the stuckness of where you're at. You're saying the mantra like, I'm open to clients finding me, but you're sending an emotional expectation of, why aren't they finding me? Right?
Yeah.
So now not only have you counteracted your mantra because you're taking assessment too soon and you're doing the back and forth thing, but now you're counteracting it even every time you say it because you're saying it for the outcome. So what do we do here? And I really love that you came forward with this question because this is something that affects everybody. And like I say, me too, but almost nobody wants to really own up to where they're at emotionally when they're doing this. They want to pretend like it's something else. So here's the first piece of like real practical advice I can give you. What you're looking for when you say mantras is not the result. It's not the outcome. And we all know really that is what we're looking for. But what you're looking for is the emotional shift, the emotional result. So you're not looking for the new client to come in and call you and say, I'm booking. What you're looking for is the feeling of abundance and prosperity that you would have if your business was rocking like you want it. And that's the thing you're trying to hold for 72 hours. Okay, so you're trying to get enough emotional momentum and stay in that really good feeling place for 72 hours that you almost forget why you were saying the mantra to begin with. And then boom, the pregnant woman comes on your radar, the new car comes on your radar, the baby. You know, when we think about our new car that we're getting, we aren't saying to ourselves, oh, I hope I see that new car. It's not going to work unless I see that new car. We never do that. We're just thinking about the new car and we're getting so excited and we're thinking, what color will I get? I should research that a little bit. Does it come with four-wheel drive? Like, we're thinking about it in so many different ways. And then it's like, boom, it's right there. And that's what this is like. You have to find a way to use your brain training to make the emotional shift rather than to try to change the outcome. How does that sound so far? Do you see where maybe you haven't been going for that really emotional momentum up until now?
Yeah, I do.
And if anything else you want to add to that? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I just want to put that, it does make sense. It's because the emotions are powerful.
Yeah, totally powerful. And what happens when you're not saying it with the emotional shift, you really are just affirming and affirming and affirming the other side of it. And so now it's like not only is the mantra not working, it's actually working against you in that particular moment. You see why this is such an important show and why, like, because think of how many people are doing this. You're giving that vibration of, I want it, I don't have it, 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 I want it, and that's not where we are. So the ticket, I think, then for you in particular, and this probably goes for everybody, is finding the wording that will shift the emotional energy. And so I think really what we're looking for here is something almost like, because Kim, you're really, really solid in your training, in your offerings, in your knowledge. I mean, you're just amazing in your business, and not just like in what you deliver, but in your marketing. I mean, you understand marketing, you understand, like, you've got so many things going on and going on right. And I'm sure that that's why this is more frustrating than ever, because you are doing so much right. You've got such a high level business. You've been studying all the right things. You've been taking all the right actions. And so this is almost more like, how do we teach somebody to take a leap of faith? How do we teach somebody to take a leap of faith where they're like, okay, this is going to work. You know, this is going to work and this is coming to me, especially when you've had a little bump in the road here when things haven't been going well. How do you not look at that thing that's bugging you and feel open when there's no evidence to support it, right?
Right.
So here's my suggestion. I got a few of them. The first thing is you have to look at the evidence that does support it, because you do have things that are going right in your business right now. And some of those things are coming in the way of ideas. So you'll get a good idea for your business, or you'll get some clarity on who you're serving. I mean, the other day you were watching the miniature horse show and you probably had all sorts of things come to your mind about things you could do. And that's evidence that things are working. Those are feel good thoughts. When you have a new idea, instead of thinking like, I have a new idea, but what's the use? Because nobody's going to get it anyway. Have the new idea and go like, this is a sign that this is working. I'm having a feel-good idea right now. This is kind of cool. I've got some clarity right now. I have feel-good clarity right now. This is a sign. Every time you feel good, say to yourself, like maybe your mantra is, this is a sign. This is a sign that it's working. All I'm doing is emotional momentum. Take no action in your business for the next 3 days, like real, like quote-unquote action, like no building websites, no doing anything. The only thing to do is find that verbiage and find that evidence for emotional momentum. What's going right in my business right now? What is going right? What are some little successes I'm having? What am I doing right? I can tell you a bunch you're doing right already. I've got a really good website. I've got a really good message. I've niched down. I know who I'm talking to. I know I can help that woman who lacks confidence and who wants to compete and it wants to really feel confident competing. I know that I'm good at what I do. I know I'm doing things in a way that's different than other people. I am all about positive reinforcement, and there's so much of the world is moving in that direction. We want to be having a connection with our animals that's positive. When you're saying, or you're hearing me say all of those things, are those all feel good?
Yeah, they are.
That's the thing to be spending more time thinking about. You're going to fill up your head with all sorts of stuff. Fill it up with that. Fill it up with a list of reasons why you're qualified, the list of things that are going right now. Can you think, when I say like what's going right in your business, can you think of anything right off the bat that kind of goes like, well, yeah, I got stuff going right?
Well, what you were mentioning just now, because watching the miniature national horse show online, it's all week long, you know, so I'm really excited about it. But I was watching them do the obstacle course in hand. And of course, that's my specialty, is the trail obstacle stuff. And it's like, these classes are 36 to 40 in a class. And it's like, that shows me evidence there are people who want to do this. And it just keeps growing.
Yes. That gives me goosebumps. That gives me goosebumps. That is your mantra. That's it right there. There are people who want to do this and it keeps growing. I'm in the right place at the right time. Things are working out for me. I'm just going to let it unfold. So you go from saying mantras that are about clients are finding me or I'm getting clients or people are signing up. All of those, they're not like they're bad mantras. They're good mantras, but they're really outcome focused mantras. And so outcome focused mantras, sometimes what happens is if we don't see the outcome, we don't believe them and we feel bad. But you can believe that story you just told. The story you just told of, this is a growing industry, I'm in the right place at the right time, I'm so lucky to be doing this, I'm living my passion, I love that so many others get this, and I'm getting emotional momentum. Like, keep those words in your mind all the time. Emotional momentum. That's what you're looking for. I'm getting emotional momentum now. I'm getting emotional momentum. I love that I'm getting emotional momentum. So this is really just about, like, if you shift what your outcome is, which is emotional momentum, now you're a success every time. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you do that, what happens is, and so people say, yeah, well, you know, I can hear, let's say, listeners going, yeah, well, Dana, how does that make me any money or how does that get me any clients? What happens is, it shifts how you show up in the world. And when you show up in the world as that person with emotional momentum, now you get clients. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that a feel good for you, Kim?
Well, yeah, because it reminds me of kind of like when you're working with horses and your body language. If you're not, your body language isn't just right and stuff, those horses, they'll just run over the top of you. But if you got the right body language, they're like, okay. And it's not being mean or dominant. They just understand that this is what I need to be doing.
Oh my gosh. You are giving me goosebumps left and right. That is your ticket. You know how to do this. You know how to do this. You're already doing this with horses. And even better, you're not only already doing this with horses, you're teaching other people how to do this with horses. You're a master at this. You're going to get this so quickly because you already have to master your energy to work with those animals. And so now it's just mastering your own energy to work with you. Forget about the outcome. The outcome is the new you. The outcome is the feel good you. The outcome is the believing you, the positive expectation you, the knowing that if you have emotional momentum, everything else just sorts itself out, you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, a lot, that's what you say a lot of times, feel good about it, you know. And I know this morning when I was watching the horse show, it's like I was sitting there for 3 hours and I'm like, 3 hours and I've done nothing. And I'm like, I heard Dana go, okay, you can either feel good about sitting here watching it 3 hours or feel bad. Which do you choose? I feel good sitting here watching this because I love it.
And it's giving you emotional momentum.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Anything that gives you emotional momentum is now a win and now a success. And when I say do this, you'll be doing this the rest of your life, but you will actually probably only be doing this for 3 days or so. And what'll happen is at some point, you're going to get this idea that feels like, oh, I just got the best idea. That's when to take action. Other than that, just focus on more emotional momentum, more emotional momentum, more emotional momentum. And when you get that idea, you'll know it. You'll know it because it'll be like, okay, this idea came from this emotional momentum I created. Really, that's what we're doing with brain training is you're really creating the emotional environment so that you get the better ideas. And when you get the better ideas, you leverage your time, things work easier, you show up in the right place at the right time, and everything works out because of the emotional environment you've created, as opposed to dredging that boulder up the hill, hoping something happens and hoping you make it to the top before it crushes you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Very good. Oh, Kim, I just love that you made that analogy to the horses. You're such a rock star. Any other questions before we wrap up?
No questions. I can just see where what I had was the results oriented and it just kept piling and piling and piling. And it's like, Go for the emotions.
Yeah, totally. You're spot on with this. I love this. And I want to make sure people know where to find you. Kim Wendy's in Texas, but she also does consultations everywhere. And so you can find her at PassionateHorsemanship.com. Her specialty is when you're going in and you want more confidence in the competitions, especially like the hurdle competition. That is her. Is it called hurdles or obstacles?
It's trail obstacles.
Trail obstacles. So yeah. You can tell I'm not a horsemanship person, but I do love me some horses. I do ride. So there you go. Okay. So do check her out. Kim Wendy, professional horse trainer, but really professional people educator about their horses. She uses positive reinforcement and PassionateHorsemanship.com. And for all of you out there, and Kim, thank you for coming up and being our guinea pig. You're so awesome. You did so much in the celebrity formula and you got so much going right. I just love that you got this last piece dialed in. Thanks for being here.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yay! And everybody else who's listening in, wasn't that so good to hear that? Because I know I do this. We all want what we want faster, don't we? We're all like, come on, I want it, I want it, I want it. So I'm no different than anybody else, and I know just how that feels. And so let's be good about busting each other. Bust yourself. Catch yourself when you're doing that and remember that it's about the emotional environment. It's about the emotional momentum. When you feel good, things happen. When you feel good, you get better ideas. When you get that emotional momentum, you show up in a different way and things just happen the way they're supposed to. And frankly, they happen better because not only are you in a better emotional state so that you actually have better interactions with people, but when you're trying to control the outcome, our brains, we don't even think of like the amazing outcomes that could be out there. Sometimes we limit ourselves. So why not just show up as the best we can be, as the best you can be, as the best me I can be, and just see what happens. Like really throw the dice on emotional momentum, feeling good, creating the emotional environment, letting that roll for a while, and then watch what your brain comes up for you. It will be like amazing. Energy wins out. And I love that analogy that Kim gave about horses understanding your energy. And when you control your energy, you're going to have a better relationship with the horse and you're going to get better results. Well, isn't that funny? Because when you think about it, when we are emotional masters, when we control our own energy, when we create our own momentum, now what happens is we get better results. So have some fun with this. This is something you can do right now, today. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited.
Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.